Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, October 8th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, a quick update on the RSA key issue that I talked about yesterday. Turned out that got pretty much debunked. The original experiment was demonstrated at the conference only works for fairly particular weak keys, so nothing to be concerned about. However, you should still be working on getting rid of 1024-bit keys. This isn't the problem that we thought would kill them off for good, but they're known to be weak and you should get rid of them rather sooner than later. An interesting issue today for Belkin router users. Turns out that many users of older Belkin router models were offline today because a server that's run by Belkin was not reachable. This server, heartbeat.belkin.com, is used by these routers in order to detect if they do have internet connectivity and if internet is completely configured. Turns out if they can't reach that server, they assume the internet connection isn't configured correctly and they will essentially not route, which means they will not offer proper DNS. Belkin has been working today on getting that service back up and running. It has moved between data centers and such, which was quite interesting to sort of follow the DNS updates that appeared for this server. I believe at this point it should be up and running again, but if you're still having problems with Belkin routers, the workaround is to just configure manually a DNS server in hosts that use that particular router. It will route just fine, just DNS will not work. And in our Cybersecurity Awareness Month of scary false positive stories, we got today yet another pen test or vulnerability scan actually that sort of went wrong a little bit. In this case, it turned out that the gateway, the firewall, was actually listening on port 4444, which is a port that is often associated with Metasploit. Metasploit by default sets up remote shells on the this port. So in this case, one concern was someone broke into the firewall using Metasploit and set up a remote shell. Turned out to be all not a problem. This particular firewall, a Sophos firewall or one of their UTM gateways, does set up its remote admin console on port 4444. So there's an HTTPS server listening there to allow configuration of the firewall. Overall lesson here, of course, is that port numbers should be taken too serious, in particular these high port numbers. All kinds of stuff happens there. Definitely a good idea to probe and figure out what's listening on the port. And then, of course, vendors always find new ways to scare us. And privacy is in the news again. This time it's Adobe and its ebook reader. Turns out if you're reading a book in Adobe's ebook reader, they're typically in EPUB format, so you may have obtained them from Adobe or from other sources. Regardless, Adobe's ebook reader will report back what ebooks you're reading and what pages in those ebooks you are reading. So whenever you're turning a page, it will report the page number and a lot of details about the particular ebook back to Adobe. To make things worse, this information is reported in plain HTTP, not encrypted, so anybody could eavesdrop and read with Adobe what you are just looking at. This does not affect Adobe's PDF readers application. These are just the ebook reader from Adobe. Now, to be fair here, Kindle from Amazon does gather similar statistics. For example, if you do close a Kindle book in one reader, you will then be able to resume it on a second reader at the same location you stopped in the first reader. So somehow Amazon is also collecting that information in order to provide this functionality. And for those of you who are using the Cuckoo sandbox in order to reverse engineer malware, very important update now, there is a remote code execution vulnerability in Cuckoo Sandbox before version 1.1.1. This is of course particularly critical here because a lot of these Cuckoo Sandboxes are working more or less automated, so they will just slurp in whatever malware they're being fed from various honeypots or spam traps and the like. So there's little manual review to, for example, check whether or not there is any oddly named file in that particular executable. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.